Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our subject today is how to pray the word. And it's from Psalm 34, verse 4 to 7, where it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encompasseth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Amen. Those who follow our teaching, you know that recently I preached about the prophetic prayer. I told you that prophetic prayer is quoting, as part of it, quoting scriptural verses. Today I want to teach you how to pray the word. I hope you have learned the lesson from the last previous one. Unfortunately, many are hearers of the message, but very few are listeners. I don't want hearers because they are not interesting. I want listeners because their lives will be changed. A listener goes home and contemplates about the message he has heard. But a hearer, he uses a mobile phone, reading messages, watching movies straight after the message is over. So the message never touches their life. He drops it to the ground. Of Samuel, we read that he never dropped the word of God on the ground. And that is why God was able to use him. There are many people, they pray the Lord's Prayer in the evening. They think by doing that, they do all that God requires. They expect God's blessing. But you can pray amiss. Pray amiss and wonder why God doesn't answer your prayers. You have to engage in strategic prayer. There is a season of attacks in a believer's life. There are seasons of pruning, of making, seasons of deep spiritual emphasis, seasons of prayer and intercessions. That's not enough to pray in the morning and in the evening. It's a time of praying continuously. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And that is why James wrote in 5:13, is any one of you in trouble, he should pray. He shouldn't discuss, he shouldn't grumble, he shouldn't fear, he should pray. Prayer is a powerful weapon. Daniel was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. Whenever there was trouble, he set himself to pray. How do you use the word in prayer? When you put the word of God and prayer together, you will win all your battles. Paul wrote in Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. He didn't say, be strong by going to the gym fit. He didn't say, be strong by eating healthy food. He didn't say, be strong in prayer and fasting. He said, be strong in the Lord. We are strong when we spend time with God in fellowship. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. After giving a lot of information and instruction, he said, "Finally, finally." Many business letters are having a PS at the end. The PS is what the customers remember, and that is why the PS is not included in the rest of the letter. But this PS is Paul's "finally." Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He tells us that we must be strong in the Lord. Paul also gives us the means how we can get strong. In Ephesians 6:11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We have a picture of an armor. So we must be strong while evil attacks are coming against us. Without the armor, we can't stand against the evil one. He tells in ongoing verses about the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Now, Roman soldiers, they wore long coats, and the coat was so loose that they used the belt to tuck it around their waist so that the coat wouldn't flatter. In the same way, our thoughts can be loose, and we must use the belt of truth in the mind. The mind may go here and there and disturb our lives. We must keep it from flattering. The only way to keep the mind in order is to fill it with the word of God. Put that belt on first, and then put the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers the heart. The heart must be filled with the word of God. The heart is the most important organ that keeps the blood flowing. In the heart, if the heart is damaged, the person dies. Therefore, the breastplate is important to protect the heart with the word of God. With the feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Our walk must be in obedience to God. But it can only be if our feet are full of the word of God. Many think that means that we should be ready to evangelize. But that is not the case. That is not what Paul was writing about. He was talking about our armor to protect ourselves. So remember, it's the armor to protect us from the evil one. Praise the Lord. It's the armor that protects us from the evil one. Then he says, so our walk should always be fitted with the word of God. Take the helmet of salvation. In any attack, you remember, my helmet is my salvation. Nobody can come against me. The devil may say, you are not even a Christian, look at your life. And you say, I am saved. because you know your helmet is there. It protects you. That the helmet is putting your protection, your hope in Him, looking forward to His coming. You live the gospel by obeying the gospel. Deny yourself and lift the gospel and obey it. The shield of faith is movable. It can be used in different ways to protect yourself. Paul said, finally, finally, fill your mind with the word of God. Fill your heart with the word of God. Fill your feet with the word of God. Start living the word. The shield covers your inner man by faith. Take the word in yourself and begin to use it. Make it active in your life. Faith is to have confidence that what the Word of God says is true, that the Word of God works, and that the Word of God is dependable. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword is the only part of the armor which is for attack. Use the word of God to attack the lies of the devil. David wrote in Psalm 17, verse 4, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. By the words of my lips. Use your lips to speak out only the word of God. And to praise God. Speaking the word is the same as praying. After Peter and John were released from prison, the apostles prayed the word in Acts chapter 4, verse 24, where we read, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The apostles, they knew the word to pray. They quoted scripture. That is what Moses did when God wanted to destroy the Israelites. They had abandoned the Lord and made a golden calf. They left God. So God in his anger, he wanted to destroy the Israelites. He wanted to completely destroy them. But Moses took a stand and prayed and used the word. He reminded God that he had brought the people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and that if he destroyed them, people would say this God was not able to bring them into the promised land. And he reminded God that he had promised to bring the people in the promised land. He went on to remind God of the promises he made to God. He said, you have said, you have promised. In Exodus 32, verse 13, where we read, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. He reminded God of his word, and God didn't destroy the people. Ezra, he prayed scripture in Ezra chapter 6. Nehemiah and the Levites, they prayed using scripture in Nehemiah 9. In the statutes, in the studies of scripture, Daniel read the book of Jeremiah. And when he prayed, he used the word from Jeremiah. He used scripture in Daniel 9. Using Bible verses is powerful. It's a powerful word. It's a weapon. It's important to understand that the word is powerful when it is combined with prayer. In Revelation 12, verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Here also, the word of their testimony. They used the word. The Bible is used against our enemy. I say it again. The Bible is used against our enemy. That's the only weapon that the devil understands. The only weapon that defeats him. The battles are on our knees. He gives us the armor, the way to use the word on our knees. Paul asks Christians, not only in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. When should we pray? Praying always with all prayers and supplication. So we should continuously pray. We should not let it go. We should pray continuously, always, as it says in 1 Thessalonians. Prayer gives strength, enables us to use the word of God, like a shield of faith. That's how we are strong. That's how we are strong. Why does God allow certain things to happen to us? To keep our... Why does certain things happen even as to Christians? It's to keep us on our knees. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places." We are not fighting with people. We are fighting with spiritual powers. We have to understand that. We do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the devil's army. He tries to destroy our faith. He tries to destroy our peace. He tries to destroy our joy. He tries to destroy our walk and destiny in God. But put the word in your mouth, in your mind. Put your word in your mind and in your heart and in your walk. Looking for the coming of the Lord keeps us from being deceived and getting into problems. The moment people stop looking for the coming of the Lord, they walk on slippery ground. Looking for the coming of the Lord keeps our eyes to heaven, which is important. It saves us. Praying the word brings in the omnipotence of God Almighty. As you pray the word of God, the presence of God and the Holy Spirit unites with your prayer. Did you get that? And you pray the word. The presence of God, the Holy Spirit, will unite with your prayer. The apostle said, "The mouth of God has declared." By the mouth of God, you have declared. Moses said, God, you cannot destroy the people because you promised, because you said, show your great power. Whatever we pray, according to what is written, the written word of God, he hears us. When we are sure that he hears us, we have the assurance. Praying in combining the word of God and prayer becomes powerful. Jesus prayed the word. Remember when he was in a desert, when he was tried, when he answered with the word of God, the word of God says, the word of God says, the scripture says. We read in Jeremiah 27 verse 5, with my great power and outstretched arm, I made the earth and its people and the animals that are on it, and I give it to anyone I please. Before God created the world, before he created man, he said, let us create, let us make, let us make light. So God spoke the word and it happened. What is his strength? It's his word. How do we get hold of his strength? By saying the same. You have said. You have promised. But you have to read the Bible, of course, otherwise you cannot use it in prayer. You don't know what the Bible says if you don't read it. So you have to read the word so that he can use it in prayer. Then you can say, you have said, you have promised, it's in your word. I believe it, I trust it. So you said, you cannot change your mind. So Moses said to God, you said. And he took hold of the promise of God. Without the word of God, even if you say in the name of Jesus at the end of the prayer, it won't work. Many people, they pray and they pray and they say, in the name of Jesus we prayed. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because you have to put the word. God has exalted his word above his name. When we use his word, his name works. When we use his name without his word, it doesn't work. So that's why prayers don't work, even though you have said in the name of Jesus. Because you're not praying the Bible. You are not walking according to the word of God and praying it. Praying the Bible is a way of God. And it's a way to God also. Put the word in your mind so you can control it. Put the word in your heart so you can live it and you won't slip. Let your walk be controlled by the word of God. Your faith, put in that helmet and look to the coming of the Lord. Look to his word, his promise, his coming, his promised word. Take the sword and speak against the devil. Put the sword into action. Put the word into action with your lips. The word in your mouth is where the weapon is. The word in your mouth is where the weapon is. Take the sword and say to the devil, you are a liar. It is written. Then you pray, the Lord, you said in your word and you said in your prayer. That is how you experience victory. That's how. David prayed in Psalm 141, "Do not incline my heart to any evil. Do not incline my heart to any evil." When you pray, you say the same. Do not incline my heart to evil. And then you pray, then you have promised in your word. You have promised in your word. If you want to bless, if you want God to bless you financially, it's time to obey Him more than you have ever obeyed Him before. Place a seed and expect a harvest. Many people, they say, put a seed, but they never speak about the harvest. A farmer doesn't go to the field and says, "Oh field, I love you so much, please bring forth some fruit." He puts a seed and he expects that the seed will grow, the harvest will come. So place the seed, when you give offering, when you give tithes, expect a harvest. Expect a harvest, and the harvest is always more than the seed that you put into the ground. Placing a seed releases the blessings of God. Grass can grow through cement. You know that. It can grow through cement because the seed is stronger than the cement. It's stronger than the cement of Satan.
Amen.
The harvest will find you. It comes from unknown sources. Put the word of God first. Amen.